WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's a little sad, really. I mean, they look so long in the tooth now, in their poofy wigs and their form-fitting space togs. Spock has become a wizened kabuki mask, and Bones has dwindled until he truly earns his name. He's just a pair of bug eyes atop a spine. As he's waned, though, Scotty has waxed. Now he's like one of those inflatable clowns that spring back when you punch them. Uhura, too, is burgeoning, and someone has had the ghastly idea of giving her a kind of Sally Rand fan dance to perform. In the dark, thank God. In fact, only Captain Kirk has aged gracefully. I'm getting to kind of like his Jack Benny double takes and his comic grouchiness, and it's sort of funny watching him arthritically fend off space fiends of every stripe. Of course, my idea of fun isn't exactly the same as Captain Kirk's, as witness this scene in which he shares a shore leave around the campfire with Spock and Bones.
Do you know Row, 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 Row Your Boat?
That song did not come up in my research, Captain.
The lyrics are very simple. It's, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. The doctor and I will start it off, and then when we give you a signal, you jump in. Doctor, if you please.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row,
merrily,
row,
merrily,
row,
merrily,
row
merrily,
gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Come on, Spock. Why didn't you jump in?
I was trying to comprehend the meaning of the words.
Star Trek V, The Final Frontier, begins with the Starship Enterprise being assigned to rescue some intergalactic hostages from a madman. It ends with something very like a quest to find the location of heaven. But none of this is quite as engaging as it sounds. And that's largely because the man behind the camera this time is William Shatner. Yes, the same amusingly ego-crazed actor who plays Captain Kirk. And however good he may be at boldly going where no man has gone before, Shatner is lousy at boldly going where movie directors generally go. In fact, he can barely keep us awake. The action scenes, of which there are zillions, are so fuzzily conceived that they seem to obey laws of space and time the good ship Enterprise has never encountered before. And the whole movie is so drearily lit that you often can't tell who's punching out whom. The acting, of course, is wooden, as always, but I suppose Trekkies have gotten used to that by now. They may even like the cheesiness of the sets, which can't help but remind them of those halcyon days in front of the flickering tube. Still, they may not welcome the refinements in David Lockery's script, which is ponderously jokey, full of the kind of lead balloon slapstick that the filmmakers probably hold responsible for the success of Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home, which was admittedly funnier than the previous episodes had been and made lots more money. For my money, by the way, this movie series has run its course. Won't these actors please give up before they risk confusing themselves with the repertory company from Cocoon? Or will America have to prepare itself for the 1991 blockbuster, Star Trek VI, Out to Pasture?